This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge, and it's time to chat some swimming today as we head back to Cairns in Australia to catch up with Sarah Thomas. Sarah, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah, let's talk a little bit about your swim. In our first chat, we didn't touch on it at all. Out of the three disciplines, which would you say is your weakest? Is the swim your weakest?
Definitely, yes.
Why? tell me why.
I mean, I did a little bit of swimming as a kid, but I'm not, you know, I don't feel like I was ever really taught how to swim properly. And, yeah, when I got into triathlon and I started... started trying to swim as an adult, I often felt like the more effort I put in, perhaps the slower I'd go. And it was really quite frustrating, seemingly flogging myself for very little gains. I eventually found myself a really good swim coach that taught me basically how to swim. Like, we worked on technique and just really dramatically improved my efficiency in the water. I'm still not very good. Well, I'm still not at all very fast, especially over shorter distances. But I think now that I've got a bit more of an efficient swim stroke, I seem to be a lot more efficient and therefore faster over the longer distances, which obviously suits Ironman quite well.
Are you finding that it's something you have to constantly work on, or once you've got those basics down, you're almost in maintenance mode, or is it something you have to keep working on?
No, the swim for me is something that I definitely have to keep working on all the time. And I always found that. And like I said, when I feel like I eventually did learn how to swim, which was probably a couple of years ago now, since I've got my new coach, they have pretty quickly worked out that, the swim is my weakness. And that's something that they want me to continue.